Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a creature that swims blind through the murky waters of the Ganga, using sound alone to navigate, and that very creature has just become the focus of a nationwide scientific mission launched from the banks of the river in Bijnor, Uttar Pradesh. Union Minister Bhupender Yadav, standing beside a sleek research vessel, officially inaugurated India's second nationwide riverine dolphin survey, a project spearheaded by the Wildlife Institute of India. The first survey, conducted between 2021 and 2023, counted roughly 6,327 dolphins. This fresh round of counting will give us up-to-date figures on population size, distribution patterns, and the threats that this national aquatic animal faces today. The Gangetic River dolphin, scientifically known as Asterisk platinista gangetica asterisk, holds the unique distinction of being India's national aquatic animal, a status conferred in 2009. It inhabits the Ganga Brahmaputra Meghna and Karnaphulisangu river systems across India, Nepal and Bangladesh, and is counted among the world's most critically imperiled freshwater mammals. What makes this dolphin truly extraordinary? First, it is virtually blind. Its eyes lack a functional lens, so it can only sense the direction of light, never its shape. The dolphin therefore relies entirely on echolocation, emitting ultrasonic clicks and interpreting the returning echoes to see its world. Second, it is a strict freshwater specialist, it cannot survive in the sea. Third, its appearance is distinctive, an elongated snout, a flexible neck that can rotate up to 90 degrees, a rarity among cetaceans, and a smooth gray to brownish skin. Its diet includes fish, crustaceans, turtles and even small waterfowl, and it can live for about 28 to 30 years. From a conservation standpoint, the species is listed as endangered on the IUCN Red List, placed in Appendix I of sites where trade is prohibited, and enjoys the highest protection under India's Wildlife Protection Act of 1972 as a Schedule I animal. The law prescribes 3 to 7 years of imprisonment and a minimum fine of 10,000 rupees for anyone caught hunting it. In addition to its national status, it is also the state animal of Assam and Bihar. Turning to its distribution, the dolphin's range in India spreads across several major river systems. Among these, the Chambal River supports the healthiest subpopulation. The river's relatively pristine condition, reinforced by the National Chambal Sanctuary, makes it one of the least polluted major rivers in the country, providing an ideal refuge for these mammals. Historically, the dolphin once roamed the entire Ganga Brahmaputra network, with population estimates in the tens of thousands before the 20th century. The first national survey of 2,123 recorded about 6,327 individuals, revealing a fragmented pattern of subpopulations. In 2012, a separate estimate for the Brahmaputra alone suggested roughly 1,800 dolphins. While some protected stretches such as the Chambal and parts of the Ganga near Patna show signs of increase, other heavily disturbed reaches continue to decline. Now let us explore why the second survey matters and how it is being carried out. The Wildlife Institute of India employs a suite of standardized methods. Teams conduct distance sampling from boats, counting dolphins on either side of the river and applying detection function corrections to estimate numbers accurately. Occupancy surveys identify which river stretches are currently inhabited. Photo ID cataloging captures the unique notches on dorsal fins to recognize individual dolphins, and passive acoustic monitoring records their echolocation clicks using underwater recorders. Why is this second round essential? First, it provides a baseline update, allowing scientists to track trends, whether numbers are rising or falling, since the inaugural survey. Second, it serves as a performance gauge for Project Dolphin, The flagship conservation program launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on World Environment Day in 2020, modeled after Project Tiger. Third, dolphin numbers act as the most reliable biological indicator of the Namami Gange program's success, offering insight that pure water quality data cannot. Finally, the findings will feed directly into policy decisions, shaping protected area boundaries, environmental impact assessments for river development projects, and regulations on sand mining. The threats confronting the gangetic dolphin are multiple and severe. Direct threats include bycatch and deliberate fishing practices. Dolphins often become entangled in gill nets, and in some regions their oil is illegally harvested to make fish bait and catfish lures, causing substantial mortality. Fixed-set nets and drifting nets pose lethal traps as well. Habitat degradation compounds these dangers. India has built over 4,000 large dams, many on the very rivers that dolphins call home. Dams fragment populations, creating genetic isolation, and can trap dolphins in dry stretches during lean seasons. The Falakka Barrage, for instance, has become a major divider between upper and lower Ganga dolphin groups. Reduced river flow from groundwater extraction and upstream diversions leads to siltation and shallow waters, exposing dolphins to propeller strikes and predation. Water quality is deteriorating due to industrial effluents laden with mercury and PCBs, agricultural runoff rich in pesticides, and untreated sewage. These pollutants bioaccumulate in dolphin tissue as they sit atop the food chain. Infrastructure-induced threats are equally alarming. Unregulated sand mining erodes riverbeds, destroying spawning and foraging habitats while increasing boat traffic. The National Waterways Development, especially the stretch known as NW1 on the Ganga, is expanding riverine shipping, bringing heightened noise pollution and a greater risk of collisions with dolphin bodies. Project Dolphin, launched on 5th June 2020, provides a comprehensive conservation architecture. It mandates national surveys such as the one we are discussing, establishes anti-poaching task forces and rapid response teams, and promotes community-based stewardship by training fishermen as dolphin mitras. These mitras form a monitoring network that reports sightings, mortalities, and emerging threats, acting as an early warning system. Funding for these activities flows through the National Mission for Clean Ganga, linking river cleaning efforts directly to dolphin protection. Ecologically, the dolphin is more than a charismatic flagship. It is an apex predator and a vital indicator species. By regulating fish populations, it maintains a balanced aquatic ecosystem. Its presence signals adequate fish stocks, acceptable water quality, and minimal chemical contamination. Conversely, the disappearance of dolphins from a river signals severe ecological breakdown. This makes the dolphin an invaluable tool for assessing river health, and correlating dolphin survey data with Namami Gange monitoring can give a multidimensional picture of restoration progress. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Gangetic River dolphin bears the scientific name Platanista gangetica asterisk and belongs to the family Platanistidae. It holds the status of national aquatic animal since 2009, is listed as endangered on the IUCN Red List, is protected under Schedule I of the Wildlife Protection Act, and falls under Appendix I of CITES. It is also the state animal of Assam and Bihar. Remember this distinctive feature: the dolphin is virtually blind and navigates solely by echolocation. The 2021-23 National Survey recorded approximately 6,327 individuals across India. Its best preserved habitat is the Chambal River, protected by the National Chambal Wildlife Sanctuary, while other important rivers include the Ganga Mainstream, Ghaghra, Son, Brahmaputra, Kosi, Gandak and Rupnarayan. The species occurs in India, Bangladesh and Nepal. Project Dolphin, launched on 5th June 2020, mirrors the structure of Project Tiger, with the Wildlife Institute of India as the key implementing agency. Dolphin Mitras are the community-based monitoring network, and the Namami Gange mission provides financial support. Major threats to remember are bycatch and illegal use of dolphin oil as bait, dam and barrage fragmentation, especially the Farakka barrage, sand mining, industrial and agricultural pollution leading to bioaccumulation, and the expanding National Waterways Program, notably NW1, which raises noise and propeller strike risks. The Farakka barrage stretches 2,240 meters and splits upper and lower Ganga dolphin populations. The Irrawaddy dolphin is a different coastal species also listed as endangered, and the Bombay Natural History Society works alongside other agencies on riverine dolphin conservation. India's freshwater cetacean range is the second largest in the world after the Amazon River dolphin, the Boto. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For the prelims, keep in mind the National Aquatic Animal Designation in 2009, the endangered status on the IUCN Red List, Schedule I protection under the Wildlife Protection Act, and the site's Appendix I listing. Recall the launch date of Project Dolphin, World Environment Day, 5th June 2020, and the first national survey count of 6,327 dolphins. Remember that the Wildlife Institute of India leads the survey, that the Chambal River hosts the healthiest subpopulation, and that the Farakka barrage acts as a major barrier to dolphin movement. For the mains, you may be asked to critically evaluate the threats to the Gangetic River dolphin and assess the effectiveness of Project Dolphin, or to discuss how freshwater apex predators serve as indicators of river ecosystem health, using the dolphin as a case study. An essay could explore the theme, "A River's Health Can Be Read in Its Dolphins," India's national aquatic animal mirrors the state of its most sacred rivers. In closing, the second nationwide dolphin survey is not just a scientific exercise, it is a barometer of how well India is safeguarding its riverine heritage, how effectively flagship programs like Project Dolphin and Namami Gange are being implemented, and ultimately, how the health of our most sacred waters is being preserved for future generations.